You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The war broke out, and somehow, some way, you got involved in the military. So what was that decision about, and how did that come about?
Well, before I get into the fact of being in the Air Force, I want to say that while I was still working in Long Island City, mm-hmm. this good friend of mine, we were buddies, we always hung out together, and in the pursuit of female companionship.
Oh, okay.
To make a long story short, in searching in Somerville and Plaquemine and Bedminster area, there was nothing that suited, so we went far afield to places like Westfield and Plainfield and Summit.
Okay.
Where I finally met the young lady who I fell in love with immediately.
Wow.
And she was from Summit, New Jersey, and she always reminded me that Summit was the only place on Earth. And I met her, and we went together for a while there, and became engaged while I was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then I entered the military.
Well, I'm gonna stop there because now you threw a whole nother curveball at me, and I want to find out a little bit more about this now. So you were dealing with commuting all the way to Long Island City on a daily basis. Somehow you were trying to get yourself over to Summit,
right?
And you said just before we went on break that you were coming home. Your day was shot by the time you got home at 7:30. So what you're seeing your girlfriend, soon to be wife to be. What, on the weekends?
On the weekends, that's right.
Yeah, that's it.
About the only time.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, I got it out of line there a little bit.
No, that's good. No, I love it.
Then the war had broken. I was still working at Patterson Sergeant, and I was drafted, mm-hmm. as most men.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. This show is a little bit different than the other show that we do on Wednesdays from 10 to 11. This is an interactive show. This is where you, the listener, get to turn the tables on me and interview me and ask me questions about my life experiences related to design and whatever else comes up. There are, it is now 2:05, and our phone lines are open. If you'd like to reach me, I'll be here Eastern Standard Time until 2:58, and you can call me with your design questions at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me your questions, my number to text is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to email me, my email is cajunmaven@aol.com, cajunmavin@aol.com. So let's take a look at the weather today. And the weather, they're telling me now that it is mostly sunny with a high of 84 this afternoon. Tonight, it says it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 58 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 84 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a 60% of showers likely with a low of 63. And on Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 81. It looks like there's showers in tune for the weekend as well. Boy, it's rained a lot this June, hasn't it? Well, a little bit about myself. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for almost 18 years now. The numbers keep going up, kind of like McDonald's. The numbers keep going up and up, which has led me to a lot of experience in different areas of design, both residential and commercial, staging, small places, apartments, big homes, gardens, all that type of thing. And the whole point of the new show, even though we are web-based, is to make it a little bit more interactive to get you, the listener, involved and a part of our program and what we're trying to do. Again, to reach me here live in studio today between now, which is 2:07 and 2:58 Eastern Standard Time, is 908-237-0410. In the meanwhile, I do have my trusty phone here, and I'm taking and reading text messages that come in. Please feel free to contact me. I have a lot from during the week that you guys have sent me, and we'll start with the first question, which comes from Dawn G. from Newton, New Jersey. This I get a lot. It says, how do you feel about wallpaper? Well, to tell you the truth, wallpaper is kind of right in the front of my mind right now because I'm doing a renovation of a home, which is a blank slate. And I used the book Tebow. It's spelled T-H-I-A-U-B-T. It's an unusual spelling, pronounced Tebow. And Tebow is a terrific company, and they have a lot of very sophisticated wallpapers. And I needed to find something that was a backdrop. So I went through the library yesterday of Tebow wallpapers, and forgive me, that spelling isn't quite right, but that's about the spelling of it. I found a lot of textured wallpapers. I talk about this on Modern Design all the time, is that paper is back, but it's been reinvented. The problem with paper before is that people were committing too much to large graphic patterns, to fruit, to flowers, to all sorts of things that became very busy and very dated. But if you keep your wallpaper as texture, as another level or another element, it stands the test of time because you can put things on top of that, pictures, paintings, clocks. You can put other things on the wall, and it's another level, so it doesn't become as dated. So I look often for papers that are natural fibers, things that look like sisal, things that look like linen, things that look like grass paper, things that look like leather, things that look like ostrich skin, things that look like maybe simple plaids, things that look like men's shirtings, like a ticking fabric, or like a tweed, or things of that nature. Those are fabrics that are classic. They'll never go out of style, and they work in any decor. You can make them contemporary, or you can make them traditional. So, in fact, I really like wallpaper a lot. Wallpaper needs to be done in small doses. Room after room of wallpaper, very unattractive. I don't like that. I do like nice, clean, sheetrocked, painted walls with white trim and white ceilings. But I do also like wallpaper and then maybe some faux paint. And the combination of the three is the best balance for any home. So go out to your local paint stores and wallpaper locations and look at that wallpaper. Make an investment, whether you just do an accent wall in one room, whether you do a small powder room above a chair rail, whether you do maybe your dining room above a chair rail. Do small areas and maybe a tray ceiling. There are a lot of things you can do with wallpaper with texture. The other day I ordered wallpaper that looked like a tin ceiling. A woman has a Victorian in her ceiling. We built it. We framed it out with some molding, and we created a paper that looks like tin, and it really looks nice. It's very inexpensive to do and a way to update your surface. Again, our phone lines are open here. If you'd like to make a live call, it's 908-237-0410. In the meanwhile, our next text that I received is from Bob R., and it looks like Bob R. is from Clinton, New Jersey. And it says, I have a stucco home that has never been painted. Can I paint stucco? And if I can, would you suggest a color palette? Well, this is a very good question. I've never been a big fan of stucco, particularly in our climate. Stucco or drive-it Has that sort of cement look with the swirls, and it's more done in Mediterranean homes in a southern climate. In our climate, where we have freezing and thawing, it's often a problem and leads to other problems with your home, including mold and things of that nature, water damage, cracking, and so on. So I'm not a big fan of stucco in our climate. That being said, your original stucco, which is sort of that whitish-grayish color that we all have in our mind, can be painted and often can look better painted, and even it's another layer of protection. Obviously, when you start painting, there is maintenance, but you do get the protection of a paint or another level because the stucco has a tendency over time to have cracks. So I would suggest, yes, if you hate the look of the stucco, you want to paint it. Here's where it's critical. A number of years ago, I did a house up in Chatham, New Jersey, and it was stucco, and the woman painted it like dark royal blue. Well, that was an eyesore. It was a big house, and it was an eyesore of the block. And I went in, and I changed it to sort of kind of the color of suede, like a mid-tone tannish color, and some beautiful shutters and a new front door, and it was best-looking house on the block. The thing with stucco is you want to stay with warm or earth tone colors. Stucco looks good with cream, with tan, with taupe, with beige, with earth tone type colors. When you get involved in blues and grays with stucco and cool colors, it just doesn't really go together. You want your color palette when you do stucco to be warmer, more neutral, more natural colors. In that case, if you paint it, it really makes a difference. It makes the house look better. Don't stop at the paint. Add some new shutters, add a new front door, or just paint your front door and dress the house up. Maybe some new pots, and you'll have a totally reinvented house. My next email came to me from Miriam A. She sent something over this week. She's from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And she says here, I have green carpeting in my entire home and can't afford to change it out. It's in good shape, but of course, no one does green anymore. What can I do to make my house look more updated? Well, actually, I'm going to give you advice a little bit similar to the last question. In a perfect world, yes, it'd be nice to have at least either a neutral color carpeting or maybe a hardwood floors. But if you do have the green carpet, there are some things that you can do to make things look a little bit more up to date. One is just simply in certain areas, you can put a carpet over a carpet. So let's say you have a seating area in your living room or family room. There's nothing to say that you couldn't do some sort of a small sisal rug or a border rug or a texture rug on top of a coffee table and add another level. That's another way to bring some other color in on your floor without spending a lot of money and making it look a little bit more updated. Another thing is paint. Paint is probably the least expensive solution you can do. You are limited up when you're starting with green, and it doesn't tell me here whether you're a dark green, a medium green, or a light green. I'm just going to assume maybe it's a dark green and say that I would suggest that you paint out all your baseboard trims, everything out in a nice bright white. That'll make the place look a little bit newer and updated. And then I would stick to colors that coordinate well with green. Browns and greens go very well together. Tans and greens go very well together. Stick with basic neutral colors. And then you can do pops of accent colors, but stick with the neutrals, nice white trim. You can add some area rugs and spots and seating areas over the green rug. And it's not the best case scenario, but it will help you get through and give you a better result for your home. The next question comes to me from Gina, and she's in Clinton, New Jersey. And she says, I want to redo my dining room for a more glamorous look. Can you make any suggestions? And she has a picture of her dining room here. It's very traditional looking. Looks like we have sort of a red or a burgundy color, very federal looking with a brass chandelier, and she wants a more glamorized, updated look. Well, glamour is kind of the word. The look for design now is to be a little bit glamorous. I met recently with a wallpaper rep, and she told me bling is the new word. A little bit of shine goes a long way. And crystal is actually back. So one of the things I would suggest is that maybe trying to do a crystal chandelier, maybe not in the crystal that you thought of as your grandmother's crystal, but something maybe that's a brushed nickel with a little bit of crystal on it, or maybe a drum fixture with a little bit of crystal on it. That's a way to get some glamour to your look. Also, again, maybe some faux paint, something that has a little bit of a metallic in it could be kind of nice. for the space, and maybe sort of pale blues or grays or cool colors like that. Or wallpaper. Again, wallpaper can bring you sort of a deco look, sort of an updated, glamorous kind of a look, and really improve the look of your home. So I wish you well with that, Gina. Let me know how things turn out. Okay, it looks like we're about a quarter after the hour, and we'll go to commercial and be right back with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. This is our interactive show where people can call in to us. The studio lines are open. It is now 2:20 Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to call us with any of your design questions or dilemmas, the phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me your questions because you're shy, please send your pictures with the text. I like when I get the pictures with the text so I can put the two together. The number for texting is 908 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Or if you'd like to email me, it's CajunMaven@AOL.com. That's CajunMaven, CajunMavin, @AOL.com. A little bit about me, Richard. I've been in the industry now almost 18 years, coming up on my 18-year anniversary. And I do everything from simple color consultation and basic design ideas and floor plans to actually building structures. I do a lot of kitchen and bath work. I also stage houses for sale. I do have my real estate license for just about as long as my design degree, and do a lot of work with realtors in the area and with homeowners getting their house ready so they get the most bang for their buck. I also have a store right here in Flemington. I share my space with Rugs to Riches. The address for the store is 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I carry art from local prominent artists in the Hunterdon County area, furnishings, decorative furnishings, pictures, picture frames, accessories, small pieces of furniture, and some unusual things, collectibles, dishes, some beautiful china that we just got in. So please come and visit us. The store number is 782-908-782-8010. Okay, the next question I have came to me when we were on break here. Her name is Mary, I'll just say F, Mary F, from Westfield, New Jersey. And as she says to me, many of the furniture stores in our area are going out of business. Well, isn't that true? I don't really know where to go to furniture at this point, and where do you shop for your furniture? Very good question, and something that becomes sort of an issue for me. You know, if you go online and you Google, we can Google anything now, including yourself, but if you Google furniture, you'll have all sorts of online opportunities to purchase furniture. And that's something that I really don't recommend doing. And I'll tell you why. There's really no sense of quality when you buy over the furniture over the internet. Furniture is very, you know, tactile. It's very tangible. You sit in furniture, you lay in furniture. It has to be comfortable. The frames of things have to fit your body. It has to look a certain way. And, you know, looks can be very deceiving on the internet because color is sort of distorted on the internet. Lighting has a lot to do it. When you look at something or you sit on something or you have something that's going to be your home for a long period of time, I think you need to really examine that first. You have to be there. You have to be comfortable with it. So I really don't advise buying on the internet. With that being said, it seems to, with the cost of living in our state and the cost of commercial rental space, furniture stores seem to keep disappearing. So there are certain places that I seem to go back to with my clients because I like to take them shopping. One is I like to go to, in Greenbrook, New Jersey, I like to go to Bassett Furniture, the Bassett Furniture showroom. I deal with Connie from Bassett. She was a guest a couple of weeks ago on my show. She does a terrific job. And they're very good because all the furniture is made in the U.S. It's custom furniture in 30 days. If you want to have a different arm feature or a different leg feature, different fabrics, there's a library of different fabrics you can choose from. You can mix and match, and you can make somewhat custom furniture within 30 days. They are moderately priced, and they are high quality, and I really like them as a resource for furniture. Also, there is in Califon, New Jersey, an older family furniture store called Satriano's, which is right off the main drag in Califon, which I've bought pieces from before. They're quite nice. Valley Furniture in Watchung, New Jersey, was a furniture store that many of us remember. They're a Schiffman mattress gallery and still are. They were closed for a while but have reopened, and it's nice to do business with a local good company, and they have quality things there. A little bit different than it was set up before, but they do have nice things, quality things. And again, if you're looking for a mattress, can't get better than a Schiffman mattress. I also do a lot of business with Ethan Allen. Ethan Allen has sort of reinvented themselves. The old Ethan Allen that was very hardcore traditional or almost colonial has really changed and become quite transitional. And whether you're a 20-something or somebody looking to just update, they do have a very sharp, new, modern style. So Ethan Allen is another resource for you, especially if you're in Westfield. They're in Watchung and Bridgewater, so they're not too far. And those are some of the basic furniture stores that I like in the area. So I wish you well with that, Mary. The next message I got was an email during the week, which is from Rita. It looks like Rita W., and she's from Glen Gardner, New Jersey. And she's exploring upgrading her countertops. Her countertops are currently just formica, and she's looking to upgrade either to granite or quartz, and she wants to know the difference between what a granite surface is and what a quartz surface is. Okay, I'll do that to the best of my ability. Granite is something that's quarried. It's a natural stone. So that occurs in the earth. It's quarried. It's dug up. It is what it is. And then it's cut into sections or slabs or sheets, usually about an inch and a quarter, sometimes at 3/4 of an inch, but typically about an inch and a quarter. It's cut into slices, if you will. And then you go to a fabricator or a granite supplier, and the material is all bundled together, the layers that have been cut. And then you pick your granite, and it's a completely natural surface. So it will vary because the earth varies, and you'll get terrific, interesting things in it, like different fissures, and you'll get fossils, and you get all sorts of imprints because it's a completely naturally made surface of the compressions of the earth. A quartz surface involves granite. It does have stone and granite in it, but it's sort of ground up and been sort of reconfigured, and it is man-made or altered by man. And in that way, it can be very specific. Sometimes people choose a quartz surface because it's not so random. It's very specific and it can be very even. It also has often a little bit more of a contemporary look. And because man has their hands in it, often it's even more expensive than granite. There are applications that people like quartz because they feel that a quartz surface might have a more modern look, or that perhaps it doesn't require any maintenance. But, you know, really, my granite surface in my own house, it's been 10 years. I don't think I've even touched it. It still looks terrific. I think the upkeep with granite is sort of overrated. There are certain stones I'd stay away from, like soapstone, which is very soft, and some marbles for a kitchen. But on the whole, I kind of like granite as a surface. There's a lot to choose from. Quartz is also a good surface, but just keep in mind, quartz is going to cost you more money. So that's sort of the difference between the two. I suggest you go out there to the stone yards and start looking. There's more choices like tile. There's more choices in granite and quartz than ever. Get out there before you make a decision and take a look. All right, next question comes to me. This was also a text today, and it's from Peter B. in Pittstown, New Jersey. And this is sort of an open-ended question. It says, what can I do to get the most money for my home when I go to sell? Well, I don't have any pictures with this, so I don't know what your home looks like currently, but I'll give you some general rules. I also have had my real estate license for about the same amount of time, 18 years, and I'm constantly conscious when I make an update in someone's house to keep resale in mind. And I do point out to the people, even if they say to me, if we're going to make a decision, I want it to be something that's going to be good for them today, but also down the road and bring them money back in their pocket. Some of the things that I think you can do to get the most money for the sale of your house starts with the outside. Definitely keep up your shrubs, your bushes, your lawn. Keep your driveway up. That's a big thing. People come up your driveway, and if your driveway's cracked, and over time it becomes more and more expensive to repair a driveway, especially a large driveway if it's not been maintained. Maintain the outside of your house. Maintain the paint. Maintain the outside of your house. Keep the bushes trimmed so they don't get too big and leggy and have to be ripped out. Also, your trees. Keep your trees trimmed, because if you have to pull trees out, that can be very, very costly. So keeping the outside well-maintained is preventative, and it's also a great way to get the most money for your home, because people typically do a drive-by first, and if they don't like the way the house looks on the outside, they're not even going to make an appointment to take a look at the inside. As far as the inside is concerned, of course, the most bang for your buck in a house is the kitchen. That's the place that is the heart of the home, where people put the most money. It's also the most expensive. So you want to make sure that you're updating your kitchen surfaces, that when you pick surfaces, you pick things that are going to last the test of time. Don't go too wild with traditional or contemporary. Stay sort of in the middle with what you do for a kitchen with your surfaces. Do good quality surfaces. Shop around and make smart decisions. Also, your bathrooms. Keep your bathrooms updated, your vanities, your sinks, your commodes. Keep things up to date. If you do those things I think you'll be in good shape. You're in a good area, and I think you will do well when you go to sell your home. Okay, we are at 2:30, and we're up to news. We will be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama just held a press conference about the U.S. hostage policy.
No family of an American hostage has ever been prosecuted for paying a ransom for the return of their loved ones. The last thing that we should ever do is to add to families' pain.
And he says that trend will continue. But critics are saying even though that has always been the policy, President Obama should not have announced it because it could encourage terrorists to kidnap more Americans in order to raise money for their operations. A viewing will be held today in the South Carolina State House for Senator Clementa Pinckney, who died in the Charleston church shooting last week. He served for nearly 20 years.
Senator Pinckney is from Ridgeland, down near the Savannah, Georgia area. A viewing is scheduled there tomorrow in his hometown, and then tomorrow evening the body will be at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston.
That was AP correspondent Jack Jones. This is USA Headline News.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
An American pastor wrongfully imprisoned in Iran has reached 100 days in captivity. USA's senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Pastor Saeed Abedini has now been wrongfully imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith for 1,000 days. Tiffany Behrens of the American Center for Law and Justice spoke exclusively with USA Headline News. She said that they are asking Congress to pressure the Obama administration because all the administration will say is they're discussing the issue on the sidelines of nuclear negotiations.
Our government has told us they've raised this on the sidelines. They take every opportunity to raise this on the sidelines. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you're securing his freedom? And so we're really looking to the members of our Congress to put that pressure on this administration to know more, to be able to tell us confidently he's coming home.
Barron says that Saeed has now been imprisoned over half of his young son's life. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Headline News.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A final hurdle to President Obama's trade agenda is crumbling. The Senate is poised to give final passage to Fast Track, and House Speaker John Boehner says he's glad.
I think it's a big win for the American people. Trade's good for American farmers, for manufacturers, and small business.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agrees.
For American workers to have a fair shot in the 21st century economy, it just makes sense to remove the unfair barriers that discriminate against them and the products that they make.
But some Democrats, backed by unions, claim it will cost American jobs. The finger-pointing about who is responsible for the massive U.S. government data breach has started. The chief operating officer for federal contractor KeyPoint, blamed in part for the breach, told Congress today there was no evidence that hackers gained access using credentials from any of his employees. But the director of OPM told a Senate panel yesterday that hackers used a stolen key to break into the network. The latest move to banish the Confederate flag comes from Alabama's governor. Robert Bentley has ordered the flags to be taken down from the grounds of the state capitol. Meanwhile, one of Mississippi's Republican U.S. senators, Roger Wicker, says the Confederate battle emblem should be removed from their state flag. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal will launch his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination today. He will make a formal announcement late this afternoon in the New Orleans suburb of Kenner, where he lived when he was congressman. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design. And let's take a look at what the weather is going to be like if it's changing today. The computer is telling me that this afternoon, yes, it's going to remain mostly sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 58 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 84. Thursday night, there's a 60% of showers likely with a low of 63. On Friday, there's a 30% percent chance of showers with a high of 81. Friday night, 30% chance of showers, and it looks like there's going to be showers through the weekend. Okay, the next call I have came to me from Walter G. in Bernardsville, New Jersey. And it says here, we are having our first baby, and do you have any ideas on what to do with a nursery that's not so conventional? It's going to be a boy. Well, you know, it's funny. One of the things that I do as a designer is that I clip at night when I go home. I get a ton of trade magazines at my house and kind of can't relax. So when I'm lying on the couch, I take a stack of magazines with me and I start clipping, and I clip and clip and clip. When I see something that I like or unusual and unique, I clip combinations that are a little bit different so that I bring something new to the table. When I meet new clients, I have a repertoire of things that are different and interesting. And a combination that I saw about 2 weeks ago really struck me to do boy's room or a baby boy's room. We are on a gray trend, so this has to do with gray, but they did the room in gray and orange, and they kind of did like a Princeton sort of New Jersey theme, and one of the things that they did was they did wainscoting, but they did a white wainscoting three quarters up the wall, so there wasn't a lot of sheetrock showing. Then they did a picture rail, if you will, instead of a flat rail, it's a picture rail so that you could put different items, whether it be like juvenile things in the beginning, like teddy bears and so on, or, you know, trophies and things down the road. But that that wainscoting, that white painted semi-gloss wainscoting with the picture rail around the space was really nice and would transcend as the child grows. Then from the picture rail to the crown molding, it was painted out in a medium tone gray, and the baby's room was laid out in shades of accents of orange, like Princeton orange, and there were some tiger themes there for the Princeton Tigers with orange and gray, and I really liked that. I clipped it and I saved it, and I thought that was a great look for a boy's room. Another thing that I had seen was with navy blue and orange, and it wasn't necessarily a Mets look, but it was kind of reminiscent of that, and it was also done in wainscoting, and the walls were painted sort of like a neutral khaki or tan color, but all the accents were navy blue and orange, and that was really nice, too, for a boy's room. It was very clearly boy and had some natural elements to it, but it was really nice, and I think the colors were a little bit sophisticated and could continue on as the child matured. So those are the two ones recently that I saw that I really liked, and I put in my memory banks for when I have to do a boy's room or a baby's room next. So I wish you well with that as well. The next one I got was an email from Linda L. from North Brunswick, New Jersey. And she writes to me, I want to do a new front walkway to replace my crumbling cement one. Cement seems to be a problem. The weeds are coming through and it's constantly cracking. Would you suggest a different surface? Yeah, I probably would. You know, walkways themselves are, you know, there is maintenance required to do a walkway. That being said, if it's done correctly, if it's dug out, if it's set in sand and done correctly with no spaces in between and some sort of a weed shield underneath, the walkway should be somewhat trouble-free. I do like to use natural stone. I love bluestone for a walkway. That's probably my favorite. I like that a lot. Any sort of natural stone would be ideal if the budget could work. Pennsylvania bluestone is gorgeous. Any sort of bluestone, I think, is always going to be of choice. You certainly could use brick, old brick. I love reclaimed brick. There's certainly places you can go. If you Google reclaimed brick and get some old brick that has some character to it and make a beautiful walkway with that. And then pavers. Pavers have come a long way. They don't have to be sort of generic pavers. You can do some sort of a paving stone with a nice look to it. And the way you do your walk can be so different now. There are some beautiful patterns with whatever materials you pick. Herringbone is a, if you're going to do a brick or a paver, a herringbone pattern is quite beautiful. There are a lot of different patterns that you can pick and inlays to make a walkway interesting. So that's going to look really nice and add value to your home, both aesthetically and dollar value. Okay, the next one that I got was from, it was a text, and it was from Wilson H. I assume Wilson's the gentleman in Highland Park, New Jersey. And he says, I rent my home, but it's very dated. I got it at a good price, rent for a good price because it's dated, but I want to decorate it. Is it foolish to decorate a house that is rented? And the answer to that is yes and no. Having said that, my first venture out of college was a large studio apartment. I did about everything you could do to the space. I'm really surprised that I did get my security deposit back because I changed about every surface. But I did, if I could say at the time, I was told by the rental agent I improved the apartment so much that they just kept the things the way I did them. That being said, I wouldn't over-improve a rented house that wasn't yours, and I would ask permission because you really could have problem and maybe even be evicted if you do things to a house that you don't own. But there are a lot of things that you can do if you're going to be in a rental house. Number one, if you're going to be in a rental house for a long period of time, it's not a lot of money to paint. And if you have white or antique white walls, they get awfully depressing. So I would ask the landlord first. But you know what? If you're going to be there more than 2 years, I would paint. If it's a short-term solution, 6 months, a year tops, then forget it. But if you're going to be there for a while, then I would go ahead and definitely paint. It's so cheery. It's not expensive. You can do a lot with that and get the most bang for your buck. I wouldn't recommend adding any carpet or anything of that nature. Area rugs are great because you can take them with you and they bring character and texture. Artwork on the walls, putting artwork on the walls are things that you can definitely take with you and they make a big difference. Accessories go with you wherever you are. You can change out your accessories and things that are portable always work well. You can do a lot with just panels, drapery panels, long drapery panels. It's just two holes in the wall that could be patched up at the end, putting in some nice solid dark panels and a really nice color or something with texture. Really change the look of a rental space and some beautiful furniture pieces. Color, you know, anytime you can get some color into a space with throws and accessories, that's the best way to handle a rental apartment and space. So do enjoy that space. Make it look as good as you can. But do things that, you, except for the paint, do some things that you can take with you when you move on to the next space. Okay, it is now, let's see here, the computer's telling what time it is. It's 2:44, we're almost at the end of the hour, but our phone lines are still open. If you'd like to give me a call and talk about design or anything related to your home or office, the phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. In the meanwhile, I'll take my next message here, and this was a text, and this is from Lydia S. in Reddington, New Jersey. And it's asking me, what are the new colors? I want to update my home and are looking to see what colors that are out there that are very popular. Well, of course, I'm going to have to start with the grays. I do consulting for Benjamin Moore 2 days a week. And I'm in the trenches with color all the time. And gray just seems to be reappearing and reappearing and reappearing. The difference is I'm seeing grays paired with other colors. And I like the pairings. Gray on itself is sort of like neutral tans. They're kind of non-specific, but when you pair them with other colors, they really become fresh and nice. One of the pairings that I like is gray and like celadon green. So if you're going to do a room out in gray, you might want to decorate with celadon green as an accent color, or maybe make the room next to it a celadon green and have the two pair together back with the gray and the green. That's something that looks very nice. As we talked about in an earlier call, I like gray with orange. Gray with orange is a really nice color combination. Gray with yellow. I'm seeing gray with yellow all the time now. That's very popular. Pale yellows and pale grays look nice. Charcoal gray with yellow looks nice. Gray with teal. A reinvented teal, like a dark teal with like a charcoal gray, is a nice look. It's also a nice look with light gray, and gray with dark coral is another color. Coral in general is a color I'm seeing a lot of. I think it's becoming a new trend. You'll see it in clothes when you go shopping for both men and women. Coral is a new color that's very springy, summery. So coral is a trend that I see. I just did a dining room in Martinsville, New Jersey, and coral, it's outstanding looking. Navy blue. Navy blue is just popping up wherever I look. I'm seeing navy blue in boys' rooms and dining rooms and powder rooms. I'm seeing navy blue reinvented, and all shades of blue, light blue, blue-gray. I'm still seeing pale blue with chocolate brown. That's another combination that I see a lot. Lots of greens, apple green, pickle green, olive green, mid-tone greens. Not too much with the hunter, but the mid to light greens are very popular. Sage is popular. Probably celadon is probably the most popular green I see now, but greens, grays, and blues seem to be the colors of the day. And, of course, coral. So I hope that gives you some answers to your question, Lydia. And let's see here. The next question is from Kylie. I think Kylie is a woman's name. Kylie D. from Pottersville, New Jersey. And Kylie asks here, my house is very dark. Do you know anything about solar tubes? Well, as a matter of fact, I do. In years past, people have put in, if they were on a second floor space, they've put in skylights. And in fact, in my house, I have two skylights. Which are a blessing and a curse, because skylights flood my house with light, but they also flood my house with light. So you have to worry about fading on your floors and on your on your furnishings. But they do bring light. But when you're in a space that's very limited, or if your budget is very limited, there's something called a solar tube, and that's a small sort of round opening, maybe the size of a can or a hi-hat light, that will allow you for a lot less money to bring some light into your space. If you Google solar tubes, there's a lot of reputable dealers in our area that you can come out, and they are a fraction of the cost of significantly more expensive options in the space. The house that I did was in Bedminster, New Jersey, and the woman moved in and she found the kitchen to be dreadfully dark. There was a covered porch on front of the house, and it was making her kitchen very, very dark. She almost took the covering off the front of the porch. But I said, no, let's talk to the man about solar tubes. And we put two solar tubes into her kitchen, one in her eating area and then one where she prepared the food, and it made all the difference in the world. So try solar tubes. I think they're a good alternative to skylights, and I think you might like the solution. My next question comes from Mary K. C. in Bedminster, New Jersey, and she says, I have two tray ceilings, but don't know what to do with them. They're painted out white, and I'd like to do something to make them stand out. Well, this comes up a lot, and I think we talked about this at the beginning of our broadcast. Tray ceilings are when you have sort of a cutout in the ceiling that raises it up a little bit, and there's a lot of things that you can do to them. They can be trimmed out with decorative trim and molding, which some already are before you get them. They can be painted out, and I like to do that a lot. I'm not a big fan of painting ceilings in general, but when you have a tray, I like to paint out trays so you highlight that area, and usually it's a color that coordinates or contrast with the wall color. So painting them out is a good option. You also could do things like faux painting. Tray ceilings are a good opportunity to do things like maybe leaf, some silver leaf, some gold leaf, some copper leaf. That's an opportunity to do that as well. Tin, using real tin in that space, maybe if you have a Victorian style home, that might work. And or wallpaper. Wallpaper in a tray is a terrific solution. It gives you texture and color, and it's a good option as far as that is concerned. So go and do stuff to your trays. Make them look beautiful. I think you'll be very happy with that. Okay, let's see here. We are at 2:50. I'll take some commercials, and we will be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
And we are back with Modern Design, Design Dilemmas. My name is Rich Kaderi. I've been in the industry again for about 18 years now, doing all levels of design, both residential and commercial. I just wanted to also bring out, which I don't think I've talked about before, is that I do appearances. I speak a lot to women's clubs, to religious organizations, Jewish clubs, Italian-American clubs. And I do a series called Stump the Designer, and that's we get people to sign up and bring in their pictures of their design dilemmas, the rooms that are trouble for them. And then they bring their pictures, and they tell me what their dilemmas are, and I do them in real time. I've done them for parties. I've done them for people's showers. I've done them for all sorts of things. And they're kind of a fun evening. I've done them for 55 and over developments. A lot of the 55 and over developments that we'll make an evening of it, people bring food in. And we play Stump the Designer, and everybody has sort of an input in it. It's sort of a fun thing to do. If you want information on booking a date, the phone number is 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050, and Dottie will help you, and we can get you set up and in the system and come out and do a series for you. All right, we're at 257. I'll take one last question, and that is from Bill S. from Lebanon, New Jersey. And it says, I want to change the look of my cedar siding. What should I do? Well, cedar siding can be painted. So the first thing I'd say, again, is look at that painting. If you're cedar siding, you're sick of the look of it, is go out and paint it. Get a good quality paint. Make sure that it's prepped first. It's power washed. And go out and change your cedar siding to a new color. Once you do a new color, take into mind that a house should be at least three colors. You want a color for the door and the shutters. You want a color for the trim, and you want a color for the body. So I would go out and do some research. I would get those big oak tag boards that are almost 3 feet, and I'd put them on the house, and I'd move them around before you make a decision in regards to color, so you make a good color decision. Take a look to the left of you and the right of you. If you have a yellow house on one side and a blue house on the other side, don't use either one of those colors. Maybe you want to come up with a color that's going to look good in between those two, like green or another color that's going to be complementary. Think about how the light hits your property, what the exposure is, how far you are from the street, and what type of house you have, and you will have a good outcome. Well, the hour has gone by quite quickly, as it normally does, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at 10 a.m. for another edition of Modern Design, and then at 2 o'clock for the interactive Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Thank you for supporting me. I'm getting your emails and texts every week. I appreciate it. And I look forward to possibly meeting you. We're going to be doing some events, and I will keep you up to date on that, where you can come visit me live and learn more about modern design. Thank you, and have a good and safe week. Bye-bye.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama just held a press conference about the U.S. hostage policy.
No family of an American hostage has ever been prosecuted for paying a ransom for the return of their loved ones.
The last thing that we should ever do is to add to families' pain.
And he says that trend will continue. But critics are saying even though that has always been the policy, President Obama should not have announced it because it could encourage terrorists to kidnap more Americans in order to raise money for their operations. A viewing will be held today in the South Carolina State House for Senator Clementa Pinckney, who died in the Charleston church shooting last week. He served for nearly 20 years.
Senator Pinckney is from Ridgeland, down near the Savannah, Georgia area. A viewing is scheduled there tomorrow in his hometown, and then tomorrow evening the body will be at